Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn State football coach Bill O'Brien.
These are fantastic kids. We've got guys that are great students. We've got guys here that have a passion for playing for Penn State. They're going to help guide us through the next few years, no question about that. We just really enjoy coaching these guys every single day.
The Steve Jones Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When she came to our house, she came as a member of our family.
There's a world out there that we know nothing about, and this child will be a little small piece of that world that you will know forever.
They settle in and become part of the family. It's everlasting.
I love her. She's my daughter.
Become a host parent to an international high school exchange student and change your world. Say yes to AFS and the Youth Exchange and Study Program. Visit us at afsusa.org.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. As Major League Baseball dives into the offseason, the hot stove is on the cooler side. We're not hearing a lot about big-ticket free agents, partly because Josh Hamilton is the only star on the menu. But even if there were more, teams are a little more cautious, and their fan bases don't seem to mind. Heck, even the Yankees are talking about limiting their payroll. After benching A-Rod and his $275 million contract in the playoffs, nobody wants to talk about money. The Angels were the big winners last offseason, signing Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson. They didn't even reach the postseason. Dodgers went on that mid-season spending spree. Didn't make the playoffs either. Forget about buying a title. You can't even buy a wild card these days. Instead, it comes down to making smart baseball decisions. We'll always follow the money and the winner, but we don't know the true off-season winners until well into next season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Every running back would like to gain an extra yard with every carry. Well, now you can gain more with every purchase with the AutoZone Rewards Program. You stop in and sign up, you basically get paid back to shop at AutoZone. Receive exclusive members-only incentives and special promotions on what you buy most. So the more you shop, the more you save, plus it's free to join. And if you're already a rewards member and register your email address at AutoZoneRewards.com today, get $10 off your next purchase. So, see store for details, get rewarded, get in the zone.
It's the end of the day and there's more work to be done. And tomorrow will be another day of tough grinding work because the work never stops and neither do we. I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. At Wolverine, we know what it means to work and what it takes to get the job done. It takes comfortable, durable boots you can depend on, which is why I trust Wolverine DuraShox. Designed to absorb shock and return energy, Wolverine DuraShox are the world's most comfortable boots, guaranteed. Learn more at Wolverine.com.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
the Elantra, the 2012 North American Car of the Year,
is leading the way with a new sale price of $18,795. That's one incredible price on a five-passenger car packed with safety features and awesome fuel economy. Just $18,795 for the beautiful Ruby Elantra with beige interior. On the lot right now at Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
Ruby red, not your color? Don't worry,
because you can find one in black pearl, shimmering silver, desert bronze, or harbor gray. Base model or with leather.
Need heated seats or a sunroof?
You can get it in an Elantra.
This is one cool car
at an extremely great value.
Need a little more room? A larger trunk for the golf clubs or luggage? Hyundai and Sunbury Motors has you covered
with a sensational Sonata, also starting under $20,000
at $19,895.
Hyundai is still the most fuel-efficient car company in America with America's best warranty. View the virtual lot online with all discounts applied
at sunburyhyundai.com
or stop by Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Come into the Home Depot today and get up to 24-month special financing on carpet purchases with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Every room deserves to look great. And with the newest selection of colors, styles, and patterns, your budget won't be picking your new carpet. You will. With 24-month special financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 14th, U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Tune in to CCN on CATV Service Channel 8 for exclusive coverage of your local high school sports action. Watch the whole game from the opening seconds to the final buzzer on CCN, your community cable network. And remember, you can order a DVD of any event CCN covers. Just call your local CATV Service Customer Service Center in Danville, Lewisburg, Milton, or Watsontown. Or go to the website catvservice.com and order a copy of your favorite event today.
Come check out the most advanced line of hunting bows and accessories at Weaver's Archery today. We have everything you need to be successful on the hunt this season, including Hoyt's 2013 lineup, the Hoyt Carbon Element G3, the most technologically advanced bow on the market, the Spyder, Hoyt's premier 30-inch lightweight hunting bow, and the Hoyt Charger, a loaded bow that won't break your wallet. Also, don't miss out on our full line of high-end Hoyt accessories, everything you need to outfit your bow. Stop in today to check out all the latest details at Weaver's Archery, Route 522 between Seals Grove and Middleburg. They've sold over 5 million wings since 2001. They have over 30 flavors of wings to choose from. No other place can touch them. It's Dynamic Wings and Subs Shamokin Dam. But they also have more than wings. They have great pizza and salads, to name a few. Call 884-WING. That's 884-9464. And your taste buds will never be the same. And Wednesday, November 14th, get your $20 gift certificate for only $10 online only at WKOK.com. Dynamic Wings and Subs in the Orchard Hills Shopping Center, Shamokin Dam.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday, brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. And coming up a little bit later this evening, we'll have Bill O'Brien on the Penn State Football Show, live from Damon's. Bill will join me for that. Looking forward to that show this evening. Should be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it very, very much. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. On the Lenape Solar Hotline, you can always call LenapeSolar.com. That's 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And again, you can check that out at LenapeSolar.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. You can always go to Sunbury Motors Kia, also on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So, big day in sports. Jags and Colts tonight. The Chuck Pagano story has been a marvelous story to chronicle and talk about. He's gone through so much. His leukemia now in remission. Andrew Luck, his quarterback, shaving his head. Because Chuck, of course, has lost his hair through the radiation treatments. So, Andrew Luck, and you watch the game tonight on NFL Network, you'll see he has shaved his head as a tribute to his coach. It's a marvelous thing that he is doing. Just, you have to remember, it's a guy he didn't even know 9 months ago. And I think that's incredible. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, Dave Revson, Big Ten Network, Patrick Chambers tomorrow, And quick interview with Bill O'Brien tomorrow as well as part of the show. So we're looking forward to that. But today we have Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of Nebraska football, Walt Moody of the Center Daily Times, joining us on today's show. So you can jump on board, be a part of it with us at 1-800-795-9565 on the Let It Be Solar hotline. It's interesting what Andrew Luck has done. If they win tonight, they're 6-3. They are 6-3 if they win tonight's game. Doesn't that say a lot for what they've done so far this year? And he's the biggest reason why. You know, he is the Fleener kid, the tight end that was his teammate at Stanford, but he's really rejuvenated Reggie Wayne's career. I mean, he's done a great job of rejuvenating Reggie Wayne's career.
Well, and Steve, would you say that he's unfortunately been overshadowed by the whole RJ3, you know, phenomenon that's gone on? So I feel like Luck hasn't gotten enough as much credit as he deserves this season.
I think, first of all, RG3 is a fabulous young quarterback. He is what Tim Tebow should be. How about that? Well, how about we put it in that vein? He's what Tim Tebow should be. Okay? And Tim Tebow has not been. And that's, I think, above all, the part of this that, look, RG3's in an interesting spot. Luck's an interesting spot. I think Luck probably has a little less talent around him to work with. And I just think that what he has done has just been a I think he's been everything you could possibly ask him to be. The way he sets up, throws, cool under pressure. And he's just been fabulous. So, I look at what Andrew Luck has done, and I thought he'd be really good. My theory going into this season was that RG3 might end up with a better record, but Luck will have played just as well. Just doesn't have the talent around him. Well, right now he's a better record. And so... It's I think that the future of the league is really bright, and for the league, I mean, because the Tannehill kid's done really well too, and then you look at Christian Ponder and what he's done, you know, and some of the young quarterbacks that came in last year, they have really a very bright future for this for the league, because the young quarterbacks they need to keep this thing going have. And now part of this, you know, is the young talent itself, and also like Penn State's going to end up being a cradle of quarterbacks here pretty soon because of the style of offense that Bill O'Brien runs. They're going to have a lot of people that are going to want to get into this program with the idea they're going to get to the next level. And Penn State will be producing some pro-level quarterbacks because of the style of offense they run. And for the NFL, well, they're thrilled because, look, I mean, they don't have to have a minor league system. They already have something in place that allows them to develop talent where they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to pay for developing talent. It's already being done for them. It's great to be the NFL. Not only that, you don't have to market, because in marketing, these guys have already done the job for you in marketing. They've already done it, because they're already big names by the time they get there. I mean, that's for the, I mean, the NFL has a great, and that's where the NBA has been hurt for years. The NBA has gone with so many foreign players. They don't, you know, foreign players don't market anything for you. You know, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a kid from Duke or whatever is incredible, and you watch the kid at Duke play forever, and suddenly he gets to the NBA, you can't wait to watch him play. And I think that for the NFL, and they've taken advantage of it, the college game has allowed them to have marketable players that are developed on a different level for them. Not bad. I mean, that's a good life. That's a really good life. So, that's a good question. Luck, and they take on the Jags side. Jags actually beat the Colts earlier this year. So we'll get a better read on the progress each has made to this stage. That'll be a lot of fun. Now, the other game tonight is Virginia Tech and Florida, Florida State and Virginia Tech. And that will be a very interesting matchup in college football, because the game's at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, where they have fallen apart in recent years, has been in the area of all things special teams, which is Frank Beamer's baby. And they have beaten so many teams over the years with great special teams play, big plays in special teams, that now they're making special teams mistakes, and it's really costing them. It's really costing them. And that's something that you don't expect, obviously, out of Frank Beamer coach teams. That's where they're losing games. They're losing games now because they aren't doing well enough when it comes to special teams play, where they stole games for years with special teams play. Now it is Virginia Tech that's getting punts blocked against them or having big returns against them, and that's where things have changed. It's changed a lot. News coming up bottom of the hour, then we'll be joined by Walt Moody of the Center Daily Times, talking about football and about the Lady Lion basketball. And then at 4:06, Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of Nebraska football, will join us on the show. And then tomorrow, we'll have Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network, Patrick Chambers on the Nittany Lion basketball opener, and Bill O'Brien all on tomorrow's show. And we just try to keep it hopping, keep it moving. And we're looking forward to that. And, of course, tomorrow we have Milton and Shikellamy playoff football tomorrow right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So join us for that. Should be a lot of fun. All right, news coming up bottom of the hour to get you up to date on everything that's going on. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit Rick online at rewfinancial.com. We'll come back. Walt Moody, Center Daily Times, then Greg Sharp, Nebraska Network, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
information source 7 days a week. News Radio 1070.
And welcome. Great to have you with us here on the show today. It's Thursday, and that means our good friend, and he is a good friend. And I'll tell you right now, not only that, not only a good friend, but a guy that you want to make sure that you have him take care of your financial needs. Take care of your financial future. That's Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. And on the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565, we're joined by a guy that's done a great job as the sports editor of the Center Daily Times for many years now, and also is not only covering Penn State football, but also Lady Lion basketball as the beat writer for years, and they get underway Sunday, is Walt Moody. Walt, welcome. Great to have you on board. Great to have you back on the show.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Pretty day. And like you said, we're getting close to basketball season. So I think they're going to start it in September one of these years, the way it keeps getting earlier and earlier.
I remember, in fact, Lauren Crispell was talking to me the other day, Walt. Looking back, it was like 10, 12 years ago, somewhere in that range. He said, I couldn't believe the first home game was December 4th. I said, yeah, that's because that was the year that the NCAA mandated the season would start December 1st. I remember the men played at Duquesne. I said, then they figured out the schedule didn't quite fit.
Yeah.
So they did that. I want to talk about just from your perspective, here it is a year later, Walt. How much better does it feel for you that you're in the second week of November doing the stories that you're doing compared to what you had to do last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was a period in history last year that's going to go down and it won't be forgotten. But I think if you'll ask most sports writers, they'd rather write about athletes and games and do features and everything else like that. Certainly with the amount of stuff that we have going on in Center County with high schools and playoffs and everything else like that, it is nice to be writing about high schools and playoffs and everything else like that. When you're in the midst of a big news story like that, obviously you realize the significance and the importance of it, and you want to do a good job. But by and large, I for me personally, I'd much rather be writing about the stuff that I'm writing about now.
Right. Give me an idea in terms of staffing. When you get to this time of the year, there's PIAA playoffs, there's high school football playoffs, there's Penn State, there's the start of men's basketball season, the start of women's basketball season. Ice hockey is already underway. In fact, they have a couple of big ones coming up this weekend on the road. Staffing-wise, give us an idea of the challenge this time compared to other points of the year.
Oh, it's they're not, sometimes it's Sunday night, I'll sit down and try to figure out how we're going to cover everything for the coming week, and then everything could change. Everything is based on who wins or who loses. So if you've this past week we had five area teams that were in action on Tuesday in the PIAA playoffs. So you've got to get real creative with staffing. You've got to thankfully, there's a lot of the papers in the area are good about helping you out and stringing different events for you, and we're able to use freelancers to do things. Every team deserves coverage, so you're trying to get as much done as you possibly can. But I think this past Saturday we had, I think it was 10 pieces of locals, 10 byline stories that were coming in that night, based on, with football on the road and with all the local high school things that we were involved with, and Penn State and men's and women's basketball playing exhibition games on Saturday afternoon. So, again, you got to get real creative and get real lucky that you can find some people that helped you try to get the events covered that you need to get covered.
Let's talk this football team. Covering this team, what's that been like? And then also, obviously, with websites, you'll get reactions to it. What kind of reactions does this football team receive website wise, and then your reaction to them?
It's interesting. I was talking with Guy Cipriano, our beat writer, last night after work, that he threw up a little item that from the radio show from Thursday night that you guys had last week, where Bill O'Brien mentioned that about overseas and, you know, some possible games like that. That went up on our website and got twice as many hits as all the coverage of Spanier and Sandusky news from last week on the same day. So that just tells you about the level of excitement that is involved with Penn State football. I know, for as far as our website is concerned, that Penn State football stories dominate even the biggest of news items sometimes. So it just shows that the fans from all over the country and even from here at home are very interested in the football team. Obviously, they're doing well. A lot of people didn't expect them to do this well. They're a great story. Bill O'Brien has made a significant impact and has been a very positive influence over the fan base for this first year. That creates more excitement. So, I mean, we put a lot of emphasis on our football coverage, and we don't seem to find anybody who wants less of it. In fact, they still want more and more.
What has your reaction been to watching this team and how they've developed over the 9 weeks?
It's interesting to see how they've developed. They obviously couldn't have started much worse for them, and to see the way that they've bounced back, although given what they've had to go through in the last year, you're probably not surprised that they bounced back from something like that. But they play an exciting brand of football that people like to see. And Bill O'Brien is kind of a wild card. You're not quite sure what he'll try at any point. You're not sure how many fourth downs he'll go for in any game. And I think that stirs the excitement level for the team. It's a good group of players to be around. They're very eloquent. It's made for a lot of good copy for us this year, that's for sure.
Let's talk about another team that's very, very exciting and has great possibilities. It's the, you know, as the sports editor, you can pick what your beat will be, and you've been the Lady Lion basketball beat writer for a long time, and when you became sports editor, you made sure you kept that. When you look at this team, you and I both know there's been a chasm in women's basketball between the elite and then the next level. It looks like they've gone to the elite level. Give me an idea, your excitement for the possibilities of what this Lady Lion basketball team can bring this year.
I started covering this team when Kelly Mazzani was a freshman. And her senior year, that team made it to the Elite Eight before losing to eventual national champion Connecticut. This team is just as talented as that team, maybe a lot. One of the things that it does have that team didn't have is a bench. It's a lot deeper. They have a number two point guard who is not somebody playing out of position, trying to get the ball up the floor and get the offense going. They have, unlike that other team, they have a lot of height on the bench. I mean, they can go 6'6", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2", 6'5". I mean, they have got a tremendous amount of post presence they can bring in and out of the game. So this is certainly a team that could rival that team, that could make a decent, a really deep NCAA run, based on, you know, a lot of it will be determined by the draw. But this team could go a long, long way in the postseason.
The speed part of it, is this as quick a Penn State women's basketball team as you've seen?
Probably the quickest by far. Alex Bentley is, you know, outstanding point guard and moves the ball up the floor very well. And Dara Taylor, who is, a transfer from Maryland, who's eligible this year, who set a freshman assist record at Maryland, is even quicker than Bentley is getting the ball up and down the floor. So this is a team that literally scoring 80 points a night is not going to be something that for in most games is going to be a problem. In the preseason game they played the other day against Cal, granted a Division II school, but they scored 95 points and had 27, you know, committed 25 turnovers, and only shot 4 3-pointers the entire game. They can really get it up and down the floor, and they can score in a number of different ways. The starting five could easily average in double figures, each of them this year, and we still haven't seen freshman Candace Agee, who's 6'6", and is supposedly is extremely good around the basket. So it's as talented a group as overall as maybe I've seen since I've been covering the team.
There was a point early in her career where Alex Bentley was going one speed and forgot that the basketball had to go the same speed as she did. The maturity of her as a point guard and her ability now to really take the entire 94 by 50 and just make it her own. What have you seen there?
She's definitely gotten smarter over the years. I think having a former point guard as a head coach is probably one of the big parts of that. And in fact, it would be surprising to me if you didn't see at some point during every game this year where she gets taken out and has to come over and sit by Coquise Washington and gets an earful about different things. And it's turned out to be a pretty good relationship with that. The other thing that this year that she has and probably will add a lot to her game is the fact that she does have a capable backup that's a true backup point guard who takes a little bit of the pressure off of her, that she doesn't have to bring up the ball up the court every time that she's in the ball game, and she can go over and play the two guard. And she's a point guard that is kind of more of an offensive weapon as a point guard, so she gets a chance to play the two and can do some things that way. And both of those two kids on the floor at the same time just pushes the speed level up.
You've seen some very special players along the way that have played women's basketball and obviously Lady Lion basketball. Give me an idea about Maggie Lucas and what makes her among the special elite players that you've covered.
I may not have covered anybody that's any more competitive than Maggie Lucas. In fact, at the media gathering yesterday, Lucas was sitting at the scorer's table and shot a ball at one of the baskets and was betting on whether she could make the shot sitting down at a really tough angle. But that tells you a little bit about her. She's just so competitive about, in many ways, about herself. I found the interesting thing is that, you know, she is a scorer. Jess Strom, in this past weekend, compared her to Kelly Mazzani. And points-wise, she's certainly in the neighborhood of Kelly Mazzani. But I was looking at the record book, and she shoots the ball about 200 times less a season than Kelly Mazzani did when she was had her great career here. So she's able to score, but she doesn't have to take as many shots. When she gets to the foul line, she makes 89-90% of her three throws. Just an incredible scorer and an incredible competitor, and she pushes her teammates to be better. She gives them a lot of those little nuggets that how they can be better. I was extremely impressed with her last year after the loss to Connecticut in the Sweet 16 about how determined she was to learn from that loss and to try to find some ways to push the program into a higher level. She's a one of a, you know, you don't run across those players too often in a program.
We're with Walt Moody, the sports editor of the Center Daily Times. Walt, when you look at the Big Ten, where does the competition come for Penn State within the conference and the race itself, and what is the depth of the conference this year?
I think some of the usual players will be there as a competition. I think Nebraska's probably might be the biggest competition. They've got a couple of all conference players back. Purdue has a pretty strong team back, and they knocked off the Lady Lions in the Big Ten tournament last year on the way to winning that title. You can never count Ohio State out and Jim Foster, and they have one of the conference preseason players of the year, along with Alex Bentley, their guard Taylor Hill. After those four, and maybe Michigan or Michigan State, but they're usually down a little bit. The bottom part of the conference is pretty weak. There are a bunch of new coaches in the conference as well. So I look for the four teams that I mentioned, the other three in Penn State to be the teams that are certainly separated themselves from the rest of the conference.
The UConn matchup. Look, it's not the case, but so with that kind of interesting.
Just a freshman Candace Agee and Dar Taylor, who was sat out last year as a transfer. So it like you said, it is a barometer. I don't know whether anybody other than the folks in the locker room expect for them to win that game at this point, but it shows gives the nation a pretty good indication that this is a team to be reckoned with in the postseason.
Walt, it's always an absolute pleasure. You and I could sit there and talk sports probably for several hours, and I always appreciate any time you do give us. And Guy Cipriano, by the way, has done one heck of a great job of covering Penn State football this year, as well as the Spikes.
Oh, he's something. We have to keep him on a chain at the office. He's boundless energy, that's for sure.
Walt, thanks so much. Appreciate the time you gave us today.
Yeah, no problem, Steve. Anytime.
Walt Moody, Center Daily Times, the sports editor. Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of Nebraska football, coming up after the top of the hour. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Tomorrow's show, Patrick Chambers, Bill O'Brien, and Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I'll work with you to help you find the set of things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call 800-609-9484. You can always go to rewfinancial.com. And Rick will take very good care of you. He is the best at what he does. We're the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Let It Be Solar Hotline, which is open at 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Let It Be Solar. You can always go to LetItBeSolar.com. Bucknell, basketball-wise, will open at Purdue. And they'll open at Purdue tomorrow night. Penn State will open with St. Francis. We had Dave Paulson on Monday show. We're going to have Patrick Chambers tomorrow. And then we'll follow that up with Bucknell football. Joe Susan's team, fresh off their victory over Fordham, will play at Georgetown. Their final road test of the year. And Penn State will play. And, of course, you have Shikellamy and Milton on Friday night. Penn State will play at Nebraska Saturday. Bill O'Brien, talk with him tomorrow. And also we'll have Dave Revson from the Big Ten Network on the show tomorrow. And to get you as a primer from the Nebraska side of things, following the news at the top of the hour, Greg Sharp, the play-by-play voice of Nebraska football, will be joining us on the show. So we're looking forward to getting Sharpie on and talking with him on the Lenape Solar Hotline at 1-800-795-9565. And I'll tell you, when after Sharpie's done, we'll have tell you a little story about last year. Give you a little insight as to what my mindset was on talking with people last year. Because, of course, we know tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the changes made. News next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.